The Senate resumes debate this week on an energy bill. Senators are expected to take up an amendment that would apply new government oversight to the trading of energy derivatives. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
California Senator Dianne Feinstein introduced the amendment in an effort to regulate Enron-style energy trading. The federal government already oversees the physical delivery of electricity and natural gas, but energy derivatives, like those Enron used to trade on its online exchange, are largely unregulated. And Stanford economist Frank Wolak says that creates an opportunity for abuse.
This is not an industry where what you have to watch is the production delivery of electricity. This is an industry where it's very important to monitor the energy trading portion of the business, because that's where a lot of the action is.
Critics have accused Enron of using its electronic trading system to manipulate energy prices in California and the West, but proving that has been difficult. Wolak chairs the Market Surveillance Committee for the agency that runs California's electric grid. He says it's hard to follow the money trail, since numerous electronic transactions take place beyond the reach of government regulators.
A given megawatt that gets delivered in real time, you know, could trade upwards to 10 times before it actually gets delivered within the course of, say, 6 months.
Feinstein's amendment would, among other things, require those who trade energy derivatives to keep a record of transactions, which could be reviewed if there were a complaint. The measure would reverse the course set just 15 months ago, when Congress deregulated energy trading. While many consumer groups are backing the amendment, it's opposed by some in the financial community, including the Securities Industry Association and the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. Critics of the proposed legislation say it's premature, since no market manipulation has been proven. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.